Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbarabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that, deadly number 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight in it. Australia's First Nations educators to teach their languages in positive step. As of Tuesday, March 29, World Vision supports the federal opposition's announcement of plans to employ 60 First Nation educators who will teach language in primary schools and share knowledge of local cultures across the curriculum through classes like art, science and storytelling. There are more than 250 First Nation languages in Australia, but they are not well known, especially outside First Nation communities. That's a statement from World Vision Senior First Nations Policy Advisor, Dr. Scott Winch, and got Dr. Scott on the line. Very good morning, Dr. Scott. How are you?
Trevor, brother.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm really well. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so, yeah, my mob's Wiradjuri mob. I'm down, yeah, I'm on Darawal country here.
Beautiful, brother, and good footprint, and look, fantastic news. Australian First Nation educators to teach their languages. It's a beautiful positive step forward, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really positive announcement by the ALP. Yeah, we've been working with them the last 6 months fundamentally since we launched the Know Your Country campaign, which World Vision's convened through my role, which is a coalition campaign though, which is it's First Nations led. We've got a First Nations advisory panel.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the announcement itself is it reflects our policy where we're calling for First Nations cultural educators. They've called the roles of language and culture educators, and that our language is fundamental and reflects our culture and connection to country and so forth.
Yeah, look, the program will help build stronger and more in-depth knowledge for kids, all kids, you know, black and white across this country. Like I said, we've always learnt about Captain Cook. It's great that we've got our language, our culture front and centre in the curriculum.
Yeah, that's right. It's time the education system really evolved and embraced this so that, you know, it's a shared history that everyone can really value and have as, you know, all our histories, and so we'll have a shared future together. And the announcement though is only for $14 million, which seems a lot, but for it to be rolled across the nation, and it'll mean a lot more investment.
Yes.
And it reached 60 schools, and you know, that's a scale up. These roles already exist, and that's
sure.
Important to also say that they do exist in some schools. 60 more schools is a great improvement, but what we're calling for is that it happens in every single school across the country, where every single child really does get to embrace and value and have an enriched education system by learning directly from First Nations people.
The other thing that comes to mind, Dr. Scott, is the education to the teachers as well, you know. It's a bridge builder, and it's educating all our teachers as well as their students. So it's a thumbs up, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And through our consultations, we took a long time to consult across the nation and with a lot of teachers as well. And teachers are, you know, up front saying, you know, we'd love to teach. We don't have the confidence. We don't have the knowledge
sure.
to teach this. And so it does really resource the teachers. It's not a get-out-of-teaching card. It's saying, you know, we'll have First Nations cultural educators in the classroom, but then, you know, you'll also be supported to develop and deliver on curriculum as well.
Exactly, and probably a message to the teachers and to the principals, we are all students for life, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're all on the journey. The teachers, you know, we've got a strong teacher sign-up for our campaign. We've had different webinars at different times, and we've had, you know, over thousands of teachers register for those webinars. So they're really keen on this.
Yeah, it's too deadly, brother.
It's really positive.
And you're a senior first, World Vision Senior First Nation Policy Advisor. How long have you been in that role, Doctor?
So just a bit over 2 years. So, involved by World Vision. You know, the donors really wanted World Vision to also make a stand in First Nations matters and contribute in that space. So, my role is really much leading policy for World Vision, but you know, as we know, we need to partner with First Nations organisations. We've got strong partners with the Know Your Country campaign, with peak bodies like New South Wales ACG and Victorian Aboriginal Education Association on our advisory panel. So we're very much informed and led by First Nations communities and people.
Fantastic, brother. Holding the reins there. Congratulations. Thank you for sharing. All the best to your team, your family, your mob there. And we'll yarn soon, Dr. Scott.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deli yarn there. Dr. Scott Winchie's name is World's Vision Senior First Nation Policy Advisor. And talking about the Australia's First Nation educators to teach their languages is a positive step forward. World Vision supports the federal opposition's announcement of plans to employ 60 First Nation educators who will teach language in primary schools and share knowledge of local cultures across the curriculum through classes like art, science and storytelling. So it's a fantastic step forward in the 21st century and keeping our culture, our language alive. Too deadly. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Want to give a big shout out to the Gulganji and Mullingupai people in regard to the Rangers. Beautiful work. Caught up with those guys there yesterday. Had some deadly yarns and some positive visions about the work that they do on country. And a big shout out there to Dwayne and Dale Mundraby. And also Helen Tate, thank you very much, sis. And also Brother John and Deadly Man Victor. Two Deadly Mob leading the way, leading from the front. And good yarning with your mob, good sharing. Take care. I'm open to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Still trying to find me, out of office message, mahalo from Hawaii. Leadership's not really something that I'm feeling, kid. You maybe should have voted for the other guy behind me. What's the matter, little Aussie Bradley? You're tired? No, everything I own is on fire. Well, your Aussie spirit's lifting and you're still kicking on. Everything's burning. Better turn the house and crank it on. We deserve someone who's a little bit better than it. Ain't no one but this nice and settled. You ain't fit to push the whip, you're back pedaling. I'm real nice like, and it's not like I miss this nightlife. So good, yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fight.
Come little baby, shelter from the storm. We're going viral and the fire is warm. We good little citizens sitting in the bunker, just watching the boss fumble like my befuddled uncle does. We're rocking the lock-in, self-interred, watching videos of Jacinda Ardern. Shit, even the Kiwis aren't allowed.
Start a house party, start a house fight. Briggs 4 p.m. Chuck Peter Dutton if you see him. Deport this. How you feeling? Pandemic's got them reeling. People need to see you leading. Put the footies on. Do it after the weekend. If worst comes to worst, the people come first.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need a purse for the megachurch.
You ain't fit, we don't get near a penny worth. You ain't fit, the leadership is getting plenty worth. Went to hit the store and everything had been bored. They quarantined us all, so we're sitting. If they're getting on board, I'm pulling this ripcord and ditching this Concord and splitting like John Ford. I'm real nice like, and it's not like I missed this nightlife. We're all good. Yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fight.
shelter from the storm. We're coughing up lungs and the kettle's on. We already burned the world outside.
Come on, start a house party, start a house fire.
Scotty from marketing, standing there shuffling his papers, wondering what Jesus hasn't come to save us. Looking to beat a dart and like, walk off, what's happening?
At least the Ruby Princess had a female captain.
Come and let a baby shelter from the storm. Stay in the coffin inside until the bug is gone. But we can still stir shit from the inside.
If you can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, your mob, Trendy Trev here. National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebeep Media, 19.7 FM, and across the nation we go, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to your mob down there too, Dudley. Let's talk NRL. The Tigers went down to Titans, 8 points to six last night, Thursday night football. And we got the up-and-coming matches. Friday night football has got the Sharks starting with the game against the Knights. And then you got the grand finalists from last year, Panthers up against the Rabbitohs. Saturday football, Warriors up against the Broncos, Sea Eagles up against the Raiders, Cowboys up against the Roosters. And then Sunday football, you got Storms up against the Bulldogs. So you got Josh Adokarby playing against the Storms, his old team. Eels up against the Dragons. So there it is for the outcome this weekend. So I hope your team goes well. And loving the sport. Good to see the football back on the telly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up, strong your mob, 1-800-422-416.
people talking about their great big cities. How they claim to never go to sleep. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough for me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from the Big Smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. How are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is. Country does.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. Give us a call, have your say. Yana with the Bally Run here. Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. And that deadly team is based down there at Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, the deadly organisation down that way. And big shout out to Jai and all the deadly mob there at Beamer. It's your daily program. Have you say your mob? 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Facebook, I call it Sookbook. People have to say, use that. The 21st century toilet wall. Yarn up strong here, National Talk Black. All right, your mob. We're going to catch up with Robbie Hollingsworth. Come to join us. Wearing a new hat, an Indigenous mentor at Douglas House, Mission Australia. And also bought Bodyguard and got Sandy Waitson come to join in, program manager. We're going to catch up a yarn with these two beautiful people. A very good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Hey, Rob.
Hey. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, Sandy. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Sandy, start with you. We always say, who you mob, where you from? Who's Sandy?
Okay, so I'm a Cairns local.
Yes.
grew up at Machin's Beach.
Represent.
And yeah, I guess I've had a lot to do with the Cairns community, had a lot to do with community services, and yeah, love what I do.
Okay. And how long have you been holding the reins as Program Manager at Mission Australia Douglas House?
Okay, so it's been 3 years. I've been with Mission Australia for 7 years.
Okay.
Prior to that, it was government work. I feel very passionate about the people that we serve.
Yes.
So in the last 7 years, I've been serving people in the homelessness sector and supporting them through their journeys.
Exactly. Over to you, Cousin Rob. Now, Rob, my brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, as with you, Trevor, I've got Gungalito background from the Gulf area near Mount Isa, both you and I, and also with the Cookie Owl up at Lockhart River area and, Kanju. Yeah, so, I can sort of travel both areas, Trevor, the Gulf and the
Cape. Brother. Yeah, good, we connected. My brother, now, congratulations. You started off the Which Way Yarning program, that's with Edmonton Police when you was a PLO.
Yeah.
That's been running for about, like, I don't know, seven, 8 odd years, brother.
Yeah, it is, yeah, Trevor. Yeah,
fantastic
it's a great
job.
Tool, yeah.
A great tool.
And so, yeah, I'm just lucky enough. I've just got this opportunity with Mission Australia, Douglas House. And
your position there, Rob?
Indigenous mentor. So it just gives me an opportunity to do a bit of a mentoring role and be supportive of some of our people out in the community.
Yeah, exactly.
And Douglas House, Sandy and them gave me an opportunity. So, and we're just, I thought of this radio as another tool for them.
Yes,
exactly.
Voice for our people.
Mission Australia is a great thing, for our people as well.
Fantastic. So we'll start with Sandy. What does Mission Australia mean and what does it do?
Okay, so Mission Australia organisation, we help people regain their independence. So we do this through, there's a whole bunch of different services that we use, but, so I'm from the homelessness space, but we do early learning and youth services, family support, and it's about developing people to live their best lives. It's a national organisation. We help people to find safe and affordable housing. We support our disadvantaged, our vulnerable people, and we do this with love and compassion.
Yes. Look, we're dealing with people. That's the bottom
Absolutely.
Line. Yeah, that's the bottom line. And to the message I'm saying to beautiful people out there in this predicament, that tomorrow and your future is a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know, and like your past does not equal your future. We can move on and have an organisation like Mission Australia Douglas House, it helps them to look up and look to the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold their hands, guide them, support them in that space. That's what I'm picking up here. Rob, Douglas House, what is it, where is it, and how does it link with Mission Australia?
Yeah, well, I've seen it growing up locally as with my family and all that too, and my family had some involvement with the early stages of Douglas House. With Billy Hollingsworth and
Big
that.
Big shout out, Billy Hollingsworth, with us in spirit, the brother, yes.
Yep. It became an interest for me. And as far as I know, the Douglas House is a 22-bed supported transitional housing accommodation service in Cairns. It was established in 2014 and is funded by the Department of Housing and Public Works.
Yes.
And it works with individuals who have experienced long-term chronic homelessness, Trev. With my previous journey and that type of stuff, that's where I just didn't have a good hands-on proper way of looking at things with homelessness, and which a lot of us are struggling. So Douglas steps up here. You know,
as a police liaison officer and the role that you played there, you would have seen a lot of our mob walking the streets.
Dead right. You know? And just to know how these services work and the referrals and how people can get themselves off the streets. But also, you know, Douglas House, it works from a trauma-informed and recovery practice framework. And housing provides rooming and boarding leases at Douglas House.
Yeah, for sure.
But as that comes with the referral processes.
Okay. Yeah. Sandy, there would be other organisations that you guys be linked to, like a joint venture sort of thing, but services to support our vulnerable people out there, yes?
Yeah. So we work... we've got a very strong homelessness sector here in Cairns. Mm. And so we work really closely with the department, with other homelessness service, with you know, community mental health, with mm-hmm. the hospital systems, with child safety systems, with the justice, legal systems,
justice,
all
yes.
of those.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
so we've got a really good reputation here. I guess the thing for me is that how we work, we really support the emotional, cultural and spiritual needs of people, because that is the foundation from which people grow.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that is part of what we educate, you know, in the way that we work with people. So we work with people.
Sure. And people are at different levels and different parts,
yes.
Different parts of their life. So, you know, whatever service is required, you bring to the table.
Yep.
And there it is. Hold their hands and, like I said, guide
Choice.
Them.
Choice.
Yep. I look at that trend. Like, I always talk about that transitional process, and a lot of our people and or even everyone in the community, if we have a transitional breakdown, just knowing where you're broken down in your in your growing process. And I suppose Douglas House allows us to capture certain people
yes.
yeah. at certain stages in that process. So... That's good with Mission Australia and Douglas House.
And if we don't know, if we're not the organisation to be able to support people, we will always know where to, you know, send people to get the supports that
sure.
they need. We've got, you know, the alcohol and drug support services and all of those sorts of things that we can put people in the direction of. We do a lot outside of, you know, what is expected of us, I suppose, because we genuinely care about what happens.
You've got heart front
people.
And centre. You're dealing with your heart, and like I said, you're dealing with human beings. What about the people you take on board? Are we talking families here, children here, single people?
Okay,
black and white?
Yeah, so we're just talking about, like, say, Douglas House, because there is a bunch of different programs like War East Port Accommodation. So they're the two residential programs here in Cairns. But so we take over 18. So 18 on, they can be male and female.
Okay.
Or however they choose to identify.
Sure.
There's no couples at this point. And families either. So they're single.
They're single rooms,
they're
single are they?
Do
they
rooms.
Share rooms with other people?
No.
So every individual's got their own single room.
Yeah,
so share facilities.
Yeah, so at Douglas House it's you know, shared living, shared kitchen, shared bathrooms. But Warri is the next step up, and that one there they have it's sort of their next step into independence.
Yeah.
So it's
a safe space, but also an opportunity to converse with other people.
That's
you know?
Right.
So you're not out there, you're homeless, but you're not by yourself.
No, and it's that social, you know.
Interaction.
Yeah, because many of our homeless people have been living on the streets in a somewhat social environment.
Well, sure, yes.
And so here we are, we can't expect them to step away from that without replacing that with something else.
And sometimes our mob having to learn how to live with other neighbours, other people, just learning that tenancy skill.
Bring that back into their lives.
Yeah.
Because before they was homeless, they were in that situation, normality.
And a lot of recidivism with back and forward in the prison system and trying to break that.
Yeah, trying to get back into society and get on the right track again.
Yeah, and that's through our training and, you know, Cafe One, for instance, we do training and education and really try and support people to you know, find
they,
other ways.
If the homeless people, how long can they stay there with you guys at Douglas House?
Okay, so there isn't – what we try to do is, you know, they stay at Douglas and then – and we everybody's different. There is no real – time frame. I mean,
there's no time frame. Okay, hence my question.
It's not long term. So they can't be there for any more than a couple of years, but it's not long term. So that's transitional onto to, you know,
well, it's a hand up, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, we're walking alongside them. So the idea and the wish for them is for them to get into independence.
Sure.
And that's independent living, independent housing, for them to maintain their tenancies and live their best life.
Within their 12 months, if they happen to pick up a job.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yes,
because
we encourage it.
There you go. Yeah. So they can work from being a single
homeless and
single room for themselves.
Yeah.
Pick up a job.
Yep.
Make some money. Save some money. Mm. 12 months down the track, there's a foundation, or probably moving into a unit.
Yeah. So there's supports on their little journey.
Yes.
So they're getting supports, and you know, at times a lot of our people our community lack those supports.
Sure, exactly.
So there's a variety of support.
Douglas House give those support.
Yeah, and we also too, you know, many of our people, you know, they get fines for public nuisance and drunk and disorderly and all sorts of things like that. And these fines,
sure,
they don't do much for them. So we are a spur partner, and we allow people to work off their debts, and that way they can gain a skill as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
And brings them back a bit of confidence and get some a bit excited.
And rules and regulations apply, so a tenant cannot come into the accommodation place if they're full of tank, filled up.
Well, this is their tenancy, so they can.
Okay.
So they can't bring drugs and alcohol on site.
Sure.
Because we do understand that, you know, this is... This can be something that people are living with. And so we ask that they don't bring them on site, but they can come in, you know, under the influence intoxicated as long as they are being respectful.
Of course, you've got night workers, you have people there to look after them when they come in.
And that's part of the tenancy.
They've got a key themselves, or is it a pin?
They have their own. Key.
Yeah, gotcha.
They sort of sign their own leases, Trev, for their individual rooms. They sign actual leases.
Okay.
So they have to live by
That's part of the education of life.
They have to
go get accommodation.
Living with neighbours.
Living with beautiful.
And they live by those same rules with any lease.
Sure, exactly.
Comes to their unit. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's virtually getting a foot in the door of back into society.
Yes.
That's what I'm picking up. You know?
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. How can people get referred to Douglas House?
Well, they do have an eligibility process. People are currently experiencing currently experience chronic long-term homelessness in Cairns for a period of more than 6 months.
Yes.
Prospective tenants must have an approved Department of Housing application.
Yeah.
And must be over the age of 18, and have an income. And when you talk about income, it relates back to Centrelink and and what they get. Yeah.
And if they've got a Centrelink program or account, you guys can help them with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have seen people who have completely gone off the grid because they don't know how to access.
Yes.
So many of our people live with mental health conditions, substance misuse, you know, domestic violence, long-term homelessness, and some of them have gone off the grid and aren't on any payments. So generally, they would go through the Going Places program, which is the third of the homelessness programs here in Cairns for Mission Australia.
Yeah.
And that's when they would come through sort of Douglas House, and we'd help them with their NDIS packages. You know, if they're eligible for disability payments and those supports that help them live.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And some of the other support agencies can send referrals through.
Yeah.
To us as well, and they look at it as well. Trev. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we get a lot of referrals from Lotus Glen, from the Townsville Correction Centre, from mental health, Shanty Creeks and Gindarja and places like that.
Mm.
We get a lot of referrals like through what we call CCWG, which is a working group here in Cairns that has all of the homelessness services working together.
Beautiful.
So we get referrals from everywhere.
Yeah, it's a team effort, isn't it? And that's what it's all about, you know, helping these beautiful people get back on track. When we talk Douglas House, Rob, we mentioned brother Billy Hollingsworth, your cousin, with us in spirit, like I said, and he was the first manager of Douglas House. And Douglas House was as an entity in itself.
Yes.
And then Mission Australia came to the table.
Yes.
So what's the duration, the time of that? When did Mission Australia come to the table, Sandy?
That was in November 2014.
Okay.
We came on as a homelessness service, supporting homelessness. Before that, I believe it was a...
hostel.
It was a hostel.
Yeah.
Had a different name. And before that, I think it was Red Cross.
Okay.
So
Mission Australia have this sort of... Douglas House accommodation around Australia?
No.
Well, hats off to Mission Australia, but if it's a beautiful fit, it's something they should look at.
Yeah.
To make it a national thing.
Oh, absolutely. We could fill another two Douglas Houses right now.
Yeah.
With
just here in Cairns.
With the referrals that we currently have,
Well, you must get to a stage where you unfortunately got to turn people away.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah,
that must break your heart too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
The common rate of getting a home and renting and all that. Yeah, Trev. Yeah. So we do what we can and
we see people coming in that we've never seen before.
Sure.
You know, there's And yeah. you would have heard it all over the news about the housing crisis and all that.
Well, just going to say that, you know, thanks to COVID-19, whatever the case may be, people losing their jobs, what have you, yeah. People being evicted. You've got people who own houses, are renting them out, are now getting the tenants out because there's people down in Melbourne, Sydney want to buy their house at double the figure.
That's so, exactly you know what right. I mean?
Yeah. And so we have homelessness the rental situation escalating.
Yeah. And people are paying like 6 months in advance of rent. Our people can't do that. Yeah. Our homeless people, you know, they're exactly. living from week to week or fortnight to fortnight, and they can't be putting 6 months. There's, you know, there's just no competition exactly. there. It's
hats off to Douglas House. Look, thank you very much for sharing. We're going to have more yarns down the track. Yeah. Mission Australia, Douglas House. Sandy Waitson, thank you, my sister, for joining us. Cousin Rob, good to see you.
Yeah, Trev, thanks for having us.
Been a while, cuss, and good to catch up.
Thank you, Trevor. I really appreciate your support. And
well, having the yarn, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
And not that our homelessness, well, they could be listening somewhere, sitting in at Centrelink, whatever, listening to radio and hear the yarn.
Trevor, I just want to just say, you know, out there, if you are renting a place and or it's through some type of real estate or housing, just be aware you have rules and guidelines to live by within that place. We don't want people making that mistake of not following those rules and then being kicked out or being evicted.
Homeless.
And then out and homeless, especially if you have kids as well, you know.
Exactly.
So, Trev, just for all our mob out there.
Responsibilities, that's what it's all about. Thank you for the yarn, you guys. All
thank
the best.
You.
A big shout out to your deadly team, eh?
Take care. Thank you very much.
Too deadly. All right, beautiful yarn there. That's with Sandy Waitson, a program manager at Mission Australia Douglas House, and her bodyguard there, cousin Rob Hollingsworth. And he's the Indigenous mentor there, Rob Hollingsworth, after being a PLO for so many years. And he started the Which Way program with Edmonton Police. And big shout out to Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and Stephen Grant, you deadly mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's go to Mitch Tambo with his daily track called Heal, which is a nice song for what we just talked about, Too Deadly. That's Barry Cedric, Yarraba Rangers. Very good morning, Yarraba. Hope you're well, you Daily Mob Gagandji people. Thank you very much. We're going to catch up a yarn now. We're talking to Kenny Bedford, and Indigenous activists, and we're talking from the Heart Campaign and the opportunity they have in this election period to call for constitutional enshrined voice to Parliament. That sounds deadly. Kenny on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and hello to you and respect to you and all of the listeners out there across the country.
To Daly, my brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm a Mayra man from Erub, and I'm coming to you today from just down the road, my brother.
Oh, chilling.
And I pay my respect to this beautiful Gimoy Nation.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, to Daly, brother. So we're talking about the Heart Campaign and the option to have this in the election period to call for a constitutional shrine voice to Parliament. Talk away, brother.
All right, thanks. Look, From the Heart campaign stems from the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And we've heard for a long time in our communities about the need for a voice, a representative voice of our peoples to Parliament. And what I want to put to our families, our communities, our mobs out there around the country is that there is no more important issue leading up to this election than having the parties, the government, that comes out on the other side of the election committing to a referendum, because that's what we need to protect that voice to Parliament. We need it written in the Constitution, and so I'm asking people to think about that.
Yep.
To lobby their members, talk to their leaders in their community, understand what's happening, what this opportunity means for us. But basically we're saying it's time. We've been out there, we've been consulted over and over again about this issue. We know that both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the wider Australian community, through polling, through these consultations, are ready for a referendum on this. They want to say yes. We need the government to give us that opportunity.
So well, exactly. You talk about a movement, a very powerful movement.
To a referendum and let the Australian people decide, because we're ready for this voice to Parliament, and so are all Australians.
Yeah, for sure, my brother. And then if you have a voice as such, then it speaks for across the board, all aspects of individual life. You there? Ken. I lost Kenny. I'll try and get Kenny back. That's Kenny Bedford. Look, strong activist, Mur Island, Erub, Darnley Island man, and talking about from the Heart campaign. And we got the election coming up, and he's just we're pushing hard there for a constitutionally enshrined voice to Parliament. And look, we don't have a voice to Parliament. And as he said, a very powerful movement, very important movement, and it'll cover across the board to all living standards for First Nation people in the 21st century. Hello, it's 2022, you know, and there's not a voice in Parliament for First Nation people, the original owners. We'll try again with our brother Ken. Ken, you there, Ken?
Yeah, sorry, my brother.
Yeah, all good. All good. I was just saying, look, a powerful voice, when you're talking about a voice as such in Parliament, this is the 21st century, 2022, and we still don't have a voice in Parliament. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, my brother, this is we want a representative voice. This is what we're calling for. There's been an Indigenous co-design voice report written, and it's now out for public consideration. Now, that comprehensive consultation went to over 100 communities. We had over 3,000 submissions come in.
Yes.
And the standout message that came back from that was 90% of the people support a voice to Parliament. They want it enshrined in the Constitution, and they want it to be representative of people across the country, whether from the desert, from the island, from remote, urban. We want young people, we want elders, we want a whole little cross-section, but they don't make decisions. What they do is going to be able to give advice to our parliament and to steer that legislation and those policies that affect our people. Mm. We want them in there. We can't just rely on a small number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members of parliament, because they've got their own constituencies to represent.
Mm, exactly.
So this is why it's so important we get up, stand up, show up, leading up to this election, to talk to our representatives, ask them if they support it or not, make sure they know that this is what we want.
Yes.
Because the opportunities, only a very small window. The Prime Minister will announce the election any day now. So this is our chance, as our NAIDOC thing suggests. We got to get up, stand up, show up. Yes. We've all got to be part of this. We need our young people to get enrolled. We need our people to vote. That's one important way. That's a voice.
Yes,
put
exactly.
Your vote in.
Exactly.
You're saying what you want, who you're voting for, what are the policies
to Delhi, brother.
That you stand for. So I just want to send out this encouragement, Mabala. I know that there's not a lot of time here today, but I'd like to come back and talk to you.
Please.
I'm encouraging our listeners to get online, look up From the Heart campaign, fromtheheart.org.
Yep.
I believe, but stand by as well, because there will be more and more messages coming out to say, you know, there's no more important issue than this one for us, my brother, for our communities, for our people out there. Let's make sure we use the opportunity, please.
Yeah, my brother. Thank you very much, Ken. All the best to you. Drive safe, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Well, that's Kenny Bedford, and activist and strong with From the Heart campaign. So there it is, election coming up. We need a voice in Parliament. So that's the tool, the vehicle that he's pushing. Have your say in Yana Strong. You may have to do that next week, your mob. Murray signing off here for today's program. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic regarding COVID-19. How to learn how to live with COVID-19. Have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding vaccine. With that, let's go to the Mabo, the Mill Sisters. It'll take us up to the news. Too deadly.